here's a story from The World.
More political drama in Haiti. The government there has now banned its own prime minister, Ariel Henry, from leaving the country. That's because Haiti's chief prosecutor wants to question Henry about the July assassination of President Jovenel Moïse. Phone records show a key suspect in the assassination called Henry twice just hours after the killing. Henry has tried to sack the prosecutor investigating him and calls the travel ban illegal and political theater. Widlor Marincourt in Port-au-Prince has been following the twists and turns in the murder investigation. He's the editor of the Haitian news outlet Aibo Post. Widlor, the investigation into the killing of Haiti's president has now gone all the way to the top of the government. What is the latest evidence that seems to implicate Prime Minister Henry?
The most important human rights organizations in Haiti, RNDDH, put out a report that says that the actual prime minister, Mr. Ariel Henry, had different phone calls with Abadiou, who is one of the alleged assassins of the president. There is a power struggle at the top of the government, and there is different factions fighting for the future of the country.
Can Prime Minister Henry fire the prosecutor investigating him? Is that legal?
It's unclear if it's legal, but what we do know is it's effective, right? The prime minister fired Bedford Claude, who was on the president's assassination case, although the case was not with him anymore because he sent it to an investigative judge. This judge is Gary Aurelien, so that's why he requested to this judge to add the name of the prime minister and indict him in this case. So he is replaced by someone else, and this person is telling the press that it's up to the judge investigating the case to decide whether he will indict the prime minister, Ariel Henry, or not.
It's been 2 months since gunmen broke into the home of Haiti's president and murdered him, and some of those who collected evidence in the case have gone into hiding. Do Haitians think investigators are getting any closer to understanding who ordered and paid for the president's killing?
I don't think so. And I think it's extraordinary that 2 months after the assassination of the president on 7th of July, we don't know more about who ordered the killing. About 40 people are in custody right now with the authorities. But at the same time, the key details regarding who is behind it, we don't know more.
Nationwide elections were planned for Haiti this year, but since President Moïse's assassination last July, Haiti's been struck by an earthquake and a devastating storm. When might these elections happen?
The international community is pushing so we can have election as soon as possible. But a lot of people will tell you that we are not ready to have election. We were not ready before the earthquake. We were not ready before the storm. We were not ready before the assassination of the president. And now we have an insecurity climate that is rising. You have different major cases of kidnappings in this country. And on top of that, you have food insecurity and the needs of people in the south. It's very difficult for us to make sure that we have the system in place so we can have elections.
Widlor Marincourt is the editor of the Haitian news outlet Aibo Post. He's been speaking with us from Port-au-Prince about ongoing investigations into the assassination of Haitian President Jovenel Moïse. Thanks, Widlor.
Thank you.
From PRX.